Everybody, welcome to episode 80 of the Cigars and Everything Else podcast. My name's Jared. Got Denzel with me. We're here to discuss some cigars and a little bit of everything else. But before we get started, we're going to honor some great player with the number 80.
Yeah, man. Hey, we finally back. We finally made our way back to some relevant numbers.
Yeah.
We got some highlights. We got some highlights. I'm not going to go through the list of them. There was some marginally okay players, some pretty decent players, some actually really good players. But I think only one person takes the cake. And I ain't going to give it. I ain't going to let it be a debate. Jerry Rice, man. We in them football numbers, you know, on the brink of the Super Bowl coming up. We got conference championships coming up. Go Lions.
Go home. It's a wrap.
And guess who we playing? We're playing the 49ers. So you're actually, right. It's only right to go with Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying? I'm against the 49ers on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I got to get a nod to the boy Jerry Rice, man. He was nice. Joe Montana, that Jerry Rice connection.
Yeah,
Second to none. It's nostalgic when I think about it.
That's a lot of nostalgia, man. I feel like a little kid, man, just looking at that red and gold out there on the field, man, and Jerry killing it, man. And Joe Montana, you know, everybody, man. Everybody wanted to play with them on the game, too. You know what I mean?
Come on now.
It depends on what game we talking. We talking, you know, Madden, that's one thing. But if you're talking like Tecmo Bowl, everybody wanted to play with like the Raiders and stuff, you know. But it depends on the game. You know what I'm saying? But...
Yeah, man,
that's throwbacks for you, though.
Yeah, one-two punch doesn't get any better than that, honestly, man.
Yeah,
it's a few that come close, but head and shoulders above the rest, though.
Okay, Jerry Rice, who the best quarterback you played with?
Jerry, say what again?
Who do you believe the best quarterback is Jerry? Yeah, Jerry Rice played with.
I would have to say Joe Montana. Who else did he play with?
You think?
Yeah.
You talking about him, owner?
And Steve Young? You talking about Steve Young?
Steve Young.
Yeah, he played with Steve Young.
Played with somebody else, right?
I mean, I think he went to the Raiders. I can't remember who the quarterback was at that time when he went to the Raiders. But now it was Joe Montana was killing him, getting the Super Bowl rings. And then
I think Joe better than Steve Young.
But yeah, I take Joe over Steve. I take Joe over Steve any day.
I'm with you. But yeah, it's only appropriate that we call this the Jerry Rice episode because this is in honor of one of the GOATs and in honor of the team that will be sending the Detroit Lions.
I knew it was coming. Hey, only time will tell. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You know I'm gonna be ready. Hey,
you
look,
you should have wore your paraphernalia today. You should have wore all your whole uniform today, man.
Hey,
I know you got a helmet somewhere now. You should have put it on.
If we win, prepare to be sick of me. I'm coming decked out in all Lions gear. If we win, you're gonna see a whole lot of Honolulu blue.
Honolulu blue. I hate that damn blue. Hey man, let's get into some cigar talk, man. What will we be smoking today? Who will be the stars of the show?
Matter of fact,
I'll just go because I know. Okay. I know you probably got a whole list that you ain't narrowed it down to. So I want to hear that story. Me, I got the Avo, Synchro Ritmo or something like that. The Avo Synchro Ritmo.
Okay.
With that being said, let me give you some specs on this particular stick here, because this one's supposed to have a whole lot going on, man. From what I hear, it's got like, it's a blend from like seven different nations and whatnot, man. So we got, what is this? Ecuador wrapper. I got Dominican origin. I got a Mexican binder. I got a Brazilian, Honduran, Nicaraguan, and Peruvian filler. That's everything going on with this thing. And you familiar with Avo?
Yeah.
So I always called it AVO. AVO, yeah, I just spelled it out. Yeah. But it's actually in honor of a jazz player who this brand is named after. and his name was Avo. I suppose that's how it's pronounced. Maybe it's Avo. He wasn't an American jazz player, but he's a, where's Brother Foyle? Let me see. I saw this here earlier. I wanted to make sure I acknowledged it. Armenian. He's an Armenian American jazz pianist.
Okay.
And he's the name that it was originated after.
Bet. I gotta look that up too. I'm a big proponent and a lover of jazz music, so that's something I gotta check out. See how my man was getting down on the keys. You know we love the keys, so
yeah, most we'll
see how he get it in. I like that. Hey, so one thing I am very curious about with that cigar, with that brand, with that type. I know we talked about oily sticks versus some that lean towards the more dry side. And AVO, however we like to call it back in our time.
Yeah.
Always seemed to be like one of those drier sticks to me. So I'm curious to see how that one is particular and how you take to it.
Just to the touch, there's some oiliness here, but it does seem to be more dry than oily. So they went very subtle with it.
Yeah, that's just from my experience. I'm pretty sure they have so many different types of cigars. They usually when I go to the humidor and I see them, those bands have so many different colors. What color is that band?
Yeah, yellow and like an aqua blue. Like
okay, yeah, I don't think I've seen that one yellow. Before. I haven't seen that one before. Okay. I like it. It's got a gumbo of a mix, everything that you have going on with that stick, how they constructed it. So should be interesting. Should be fun. We'll see how it go.
I should get everything, right? There's nothing I should miss at this. I should go on a real roller coaster.
Should be a real roller coaster. We'll see. And if it comes together too, if it blends well. That's important. All right, so for me, man, I don't have a lot that I'm a lot of different choices. Well, I have a lot of choices, but I actually made my decision prior to the show, so no real story behind that. Wasn't in the humidors hunting around today, unfortunately, which is something I do like to do pre-show time. It gets me juiced up. But I'm just going with the punch. So from last episode, we were debating which one the punch what did I smoke last week?
Don't say you forgot our boys, man.
Hey,
you
CAO,
man. You gave them such a hard time.
Yeah. But we gave them a good rating. We see where they going with it, though. We see they coming. But yeah, we're going with the punch, Golden Era. So it's a lighter. It's a lighter leaf. You know, got that Corojo type of deal going on. So to break it down for you, that Corojo Honduran wrapper, origins Honduran, binder Corojo. Corojo and Honduran, filler Honduran. So it's pretty straight and narrow with what it's trying to do. So Punch is not trying to pull out any tricks out the bag. Oh, what's that? Hold on. You got the band from the Golden Era, so that you smoked it.
I smoked the Golden Era. Still held on to the band.
So that means it's good. If it's
I don't know that I held on to it because it was good, though. I don't know. Maybe. I can't remember at this point in time, but I mean, I have usually, my little bag over here. It used to be a sign, a good sign.
Yeah, you take the band off, like, I got to remember this one. And you take that band, you put it in your tuck, and, like, you go back, and it's like, yeah, I got to make sure I remember to go back to that particular one. So, yeah. We'll see, man. We'll see. Hopefully, it was because you had a good one.
Might be a sign to never smoke this again. Keep that one.
Hey, yo, so check this out. I got the punch. So you know what? It's only right.
Punch it.
Got my punch. I got my punch today.
Nice punched in there. I'm with you.
I made sure. Like, look, I keep forgetting to get my tools. You know, keep going with that straight cut, which is cool, which is fine. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But
yeah,
I like to be able to go which way I feel. You know what I'm saying? Whichever I deem appropriate at the time. So I feel like the punch was more appropriate. So punch it is. My matches. Hold on. Ooh, I thought I was out of matches. Bill's going to be hurt. All right, so let's get it toasted up. So man, so while we toasting our sticks,
the foot of our sticks,
has some.
Hey, this is a strange thing to say before you get into that. There's a refreshingness when toasting this stick. There was a refreshingness you came across doing it. I never described a stick with that, but something was. But okay. Continue, brother.
Okay. Well, I can say I understand what you mean. Like, as you're toasting the foot of your stick, those aromas are like they're really kicking up. They're really kicking up. The juices are getting going.
And the aroma off this stick, this is kind of appropriate, actually. The aroma off the stick smells like every cigar shop I've ever walked into. Like, in the lounge area, it smells like every lounge I ever walked in. Like,
because you got that mix.
Consider, I got this big medley, man. It should smell like everything. Yeah. But the aroma smells like everything right now. I'm like, man, it smells just like when I go in the damn lounge. I'm sorry for my language, but yeah. And Punch doing well on this too.
Okay. Oh, man. I ain't too happy right now.
What is it? The aroma? And I'm quick to say, I can tell right off the bat what my experience is going to be, right off my initial draw. Like, so interesting to hear you say that.
Okay, so we've always talked about sticks that are a little lighter fare in the wrapper, right?
Yeah.
That taste that I remember that we used to get when we smoked those lighter band sticks or lighter wrapper sticks.
Yeah.
I'm getting that immediately. I mean, immediately. It didn't creep in. I'm talking about like off of first light. It's a certain type of bitterness that I just never really liked.
Yeah.
It's a certain type of bitterness.
See, you don't hit you a red bone and you thought you had you a little brown skin something. See?
Oh, man. Okay, so not happy right now. Punch. Let's say I'm not happy right now. If it would have like kind of eased in, it would have been better, but it was too much too soon. Too much too soon.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's unfortunate. I forgot to mention, I got a box press too, man. I just realized I didn't even think nothing of it until I put it towards my mouth and noticed how perfectly it fits. For those of you who don't smoke box press, it's perfect, man. You know, perfect. I think it's better than in any rounded cigar shapes that you can smoke.
Yeah. Like it just fits perfectly. You know, the comfortability of it, the natural feeling of it. It makes your cigar smoking experience just that much more enjoyable. So, love box press. Oh, that's my go-to as well. If I see a box press, I'm tending to pick it up more so than not. So, yeah, man. Oh, man. I'm not liking this cigar right now. It's giving me breakouts.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man. It's too early, man. You can't call it a brick house immediately in the show. We got a whole episode, man. Leave these people on or something. Mislead them. Like,
hey, no, I'm being real. I'm being real. Because it's going to happen to some people. It's going to happen to some cigar smokers. They're going to grab a stick and they're going to hear how glorious we talk about cigars. They're going to make their choice after, you know, said, trying to figure out, do I go with this one? Do I go with this one? Do I go with that one? They're going to grab that cigar. They're going to light it up. They're going to toast it. They're going to take that puff and it's going to be like, yo, what is this? It happens. Has it happened to you? You've gotten that stick. Somebody suggested it to you.
We
got to
build some anticipation. We're trying to run a show here. Production, man. You know what I mean?
Let me smoke my cigar. Like, nothing's happening in the palate. It's all, I'm cool.
or for entertainment value, if you're going to do this, you got to go all in. You have to go all in, brother. I ain't gonna let you just be nice to him. Now, you done called him out. Go ahead and finish the job now.
No, and guess what? I mean, as we know, cigars change, they shift throughout this process. So this could be a setup for a knock it out the park.
Mm-mm.
It could be.
I'm not gonna let you recant. You don't let me recant when I be doing stuff and you make me stand on my stance. Make you stand on your stance now, man. This cigar sucks and I want to hear about it. Like,
It sucks right now.
Okay.
But however, okay, I digress. I'll smoke it. I'm gonna give it a fair shake. Let's see where it goes. I'm a professional.
Hey, man, I just got in your head, man, with that comment about me holding the punch because it was bad. I held it because it was great, man. Let me change my stance, man. Maybe, you know, I can, you know, get in your head the right way, man.
I'm rolling with it. I'm rolling with it. So, hey, man, so check this out. I recently reposted one of our conversations that we had on a few episodes, it's like several, maybe 20, 30 episodes ago. And it was a story I told about a certain level of ambition. And where I'm going to go has nothing to do with ambition, but just to set up for the reason why I told the story. And it was a time that we had met or ran into Kanye and tried to get a demo CD to him and,
yeah,
you know, and just remembering, reflecting on that time, right? And we got tons of stories probably that we can go and tell. But this is just one of those moments of our time in the past, back in our heyday, I guess you can say. I don't know if you want to call it a heyday. Young 20s, you know, trying to do something, trying to figure it out in life. And
we might have been teenagers then.
We might have been, like 19.
Yeah, late teens, yeah, late teens. About 19.
20 maybe, yeah. Well, me, you might have been 19. I might have been 20. You know, you're a lot younger than me.
Yeah, I'm a lot younger than you. So, yeah. You was probably 20. I might have been about 14 at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
young buck. But you know what I'm saying? We had some really good times, man. We had some really good times, those college years. But what happened in those years, and even before college years, you can go back to high school. And for some people, if you relate to this, it might take you back to high school, college, a little bit after college. But we came up in an era where not a lot of times was the camera on us. We even made jokes like this back in the day. Like, man, this is before reality shows was reality. We might have had like, what, The Real World and Road Rules. And that might have been like the only other reality shows that were out at that time before we got to college. And like, man, somebody need to be filming us. Like this would be a legendary, like, documentation of five young black men in college or whoever. Like, you can add some other people in here, and we'd have some characters on this show. We'd have some characters. Yeah. It would have been hilarious to see. But we come from a time where the cameras weren't always on, or cameras weren't even on at all, because we didn't have cell phones with cameras on it. And then when the cameras did come out on cell phones, it was terrible quality, very limited. You know, we had a little Kodak joint where you can, like, you know, hit the little reel and you get your snap. You don't know what your picture looked like until you take it.
Balls flat. You do that.
That's all you had. That's all we had back in our day. But it was some moments that we had back in that time. And you tell some of the stories would be almost unreal. It's like you had to be there. And if a lot of the things that we got were put on some kind of footage, how would life have been for us? Like, especially when you compare it to kids in this day and age, growing up with Instagram and TikTok, and everybody's always recording something. Anytime something happens, what do most 99% of the world do? They pull out their phone. They got to capture the moment. They had a concert. They record it. They watching the concert through their phone or whatever's going on, instead of actually looking at it with their own eyes and actually taking it in. They're looking at everything through the lens of their camera to capture it to watch it later, which is cool, which I actually enjoy, you know what I'm saying, going back and looking through the years of all the content I've captured throughout life. And it's fun to see. A lot of people miss a lot of things because they look at everything through their camera instead of just enjoying the moment and taking it all in. But we had these youth growing up in this world of capturing everything in a moment. Like, they might conduct themselves a little different. Someone don't care. And just some weird stuff getting captured on film. How would our lives have been if the camera was on us back in the day?
You know, unfortunately, as much as I would like to think it would have been, we'd have had some type of different values, we probably would have been the same, man, is what we see today. You know, unfortunately, I think we would. I think if cameras would have been going on where it was just the norm, everybody would have been doing a little extra for the cam. Like, we were saying, we always made that comment from the perspective, you should catch this because we already doing some extra. You know what I mean? So this needs to be documented. But then you're going to get the people that's going to step it up when that attention on them. You know what I'm saying? To not be boring for the camera. And I think, I think we'd have just been here still. If you'd have dropped that technology off back in the past, we'd have still been where we are now.
We'd be the same as this group of people with the cameras rolling, things that we've been catching on camera.
Yeah. I think the only thing that prevented us from being them is the lack of technology influenced a set of codes and values. Mm-hmm. It influenced our values, the lack of technology. So back in the day, people were kind of like, we appreciated our privacy. And we was like, don't tell nobody. Everybody ain't got to know. It was a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But that was because that's what the technology warranted. You couldn't, your information couldn't be out anyway. So in return, you leaned on the fact that my information can't be out there. But once you start having ways to document and record everything, people start leaning on that. You know what I mean? Like, so I think we'd have got to the same point. Like, it ain't that we weren't wilding and the generation before us weren't wild and everything else wasn't some craziness going on.
They definitely were.
They were. You know what I'm saying? Papa had his kids on the other side of town. And the only reason he was able to get away with that because nobody could catch him because technology didn't allow.
Yeah, so, when no Facebook, can't look up who Shirley from down the street, other side of town.
Yeah,
can't find out who her
Shirley,
people are.
His family was Shirley and whoever else, and it was good. But if you could document that, it would have been documented. And Papa was keeping it a secret because he could. But the moment that you can get attention for, I think people would have done it. And that breaks my heart to say that because I really would love to believe that in the past we were more thorough and the people before us was more thorough than our generation and they just kept getting that way. But nah, bro, I think we'd all fell victim to this ridiculousness we're looking at today.
Yeah, because it's not only the fact that, one, that things can get documented, it's the dissemination of information now, too, across the world. You know what I mean? So, like, whatever we did on the second floor of Jameson, stayed on the second floor of Jameson. That was it. You know what I mean? Now, whatever happens on that same floor, in that same room, in that same hall, in that same dorm, you get it on film, TikTok, everybody in the world see it. So, like, it's the fact of not only recording it, but the fact that you have access to disseminate the information that you've captured to the masses. So it's like, man, I don't know, man. we had some times that should have been captured on film. It would have been interesting to go back and and relive those times to see, like, yo, yeah, man. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting. I mean, do you think that people would have still stayed the same? Or us, do you think we'd have been like, I don't know. Now that I think about it, D, think about who we were back then. Us specifically. I'm not even going to go to the general population. Think about us generally. How many pictures are there from us in college?
Almost none. And the few that we did take, I don't think ever got developed.
never got developed. I remember people pulling out those little yellow Kodak cameras on us. We ain't let no pictures get taken of us like that. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, so
yeah, we wasn't gonna get caught in no pictures.
No pictures, happening. No camera. So I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have you and I and our group wouldn't have participated. Hey man, put that camera away. What you doing? You know what I'm saying? We might would have been like that, but I think in general people would have still been open to the camera. Do you think that?
I think so. Cause like when it got introduced, and what they used to say, do it for the Vine or something, or that meant whatever you doing, do it a little extra because the cameras are rolling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like
do it like you're doing it for TV. Because we about to post this.
TV. Yeah. So honestly, I'm going to say, because we came right at that cusp. You know what I'm saying? We were still relatively in our mid to later 20s by the time that all the stuff started really coming about, YouTube and everything started really going. So we saw the evolution of it on a large scale. Of course, you already know, if you take it back to the days of Freaknik and... what's the word? Girls Gone Wild joints.
When
the camera was rolling, they didn't care. It was on. Mainly because, one, information wasn't getting pushed out like that other than Girls Gone Wild because they were selling the CD.
Girls Gone Wild and the Uncle Luke tape. Worst case scenario, you would have ended up on an Uncle Luke tape back in the day. I don't know. You familiar with those Uncle Luke tapes?
Yeah. Come on now.
Okay.
But it's the fact that nobody can go back and find who you are. Like, you wasn't going to see that and be like, you can trace it through social media of somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody on Facebook, of somebody who knows somebody on MySpace or Instagram, and be able to connect the dots to who you are. So if your video got put on Girls Gone Wild or Freaknik or Uncle Luke, whatever, and you got caught on camera, it might have stayed, whatever, it's... no face, no case type of deal. You can barely figure out who's who, and then the quality wasn't all that great. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, you had a few things to your benefit. But now with the way that social media is, coupled with the way that technology's gone and everything's 4K digital, now I see you.
Yeah.
I see you.
That's you.
Now I see
That's
you.
You. That's you. Yeah, you got to worry about your job being lost, all that stuff now.
Yeah. So, going back to say that, it's like the fact that, hey, when cameras were rolling, hey, it was on. Like, they did a little extra because the cameras was going. So, yeah, some people might have put on a little bit more for the camera, just like they kind of do now. But the whole going viral thing wasn't a thing back then. And people trying to go viral. And, hey, you're going to catch me in a moment. Watch this. Watch what I do. Trying to be attention seeking. Like, it was attention seeking to a degree. It had a cap on it. You know what I mean? It had a cap on it.
Yeah. Because you were really just trying to impress the people around you at the moment.
Yeah, in that moment. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
Couldn't have been but so many people in most cases. You know what I'm saying? Worst case, biggest case scenario, you were in a nightclub trying to impress however many people paying attention to you. If the club circled around you, it was your moment. You were a superstar at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody.
Everybody around you circle up.
Circle and up and watch you get down
watch
on
what
the floor.
I do. Yeah.
And she start backing you down and you start moving and the homies got to start holding you up like, hey, bro, put that hand in your back so she don't back you down.
Hey, man, somebody, have my back. Have my back.
Yeah.
You better hold me up.
That was it. Better hold me up before she put me down. And if they put you down to the ground, oh, and then she go down on the ground on you and you like,
oh, it's a wrap. Finish him.
Yeah, you was a celebrity in the club that night. You know what I'm saying? But that was as big as it got. Other than that, you might have been trying to impress, what, 5 or 10 people in most case scenarios? Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to impress the whole world because there's a big dollar sign at the end of the road if you can get enough attention.
Yeah.
There was no money in attention before. People didn't seek attention before. You know, I don't think most people were searching for fame back in the day. I think most people were searching for the riches that came with it. Because nobody knew that fame made you money like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it got to the point where people started wanting to be famous also. But I think riches was always the motivation for most people.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it was. Now people want the attention more so than the financial gain that can come along with it. Hey, I just want to go viral. I just want 100,000 followers. Whether that translates to money or not, who cares? Who cares?
They don't even care about that.
I just want you to know who I am. That's all I need. That's all I need. But I'm just saying, man, it'd have been a sight to see. And I just wonder like how we would have maneuvered the landscape of life if we had to deal with the same things that you have to deal with now, with the whole social media, the whole everything's getting caught on camera. Nothing happens without somebody pulling out their phone, to record something. It's gonna get recorded. We had to worry about that back in the day. So it was
we didn't. We probably would have adapted. If I go back to who we were is 18, 19, 20, 21, we probably would have adapted. I don't know if we'd have been posting all our stuff. I don't know. I think I know who in the crew would have posted our stuff. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd have got posted, but it would have been. Yeah, it would maybe one or two people, you know what I'm saying, out of the crew that would have posted it. Or maybe somebody outside. You know how like a TV show has like the main cast and you have like the little guest stars and stuff?
If
it was Martin, it was Martin, it was Tommy, it was Cole, it was Gina and Pam.
And the Hustle Man show every now and then.
Yeah, your Hustle Man, your Shanaynay, all these different people, bruh man, all these people show up. Our bruh mans and our Shanaynays and our Hustle Man, they would have been probably posting it, you know what I'm saying? But out of the main cast of characters that we hung with, maybe one or two of those would have posted it.
Yeah.
If they thought they could get a good laugh off of it.
Yeah. Facts.
So I think in a sense we would have adapted, but I don't think all of us would have been whipping our phone out. I think if I would have pulled my phone out back in the day, which I still don't pull my phone out for nothing today, but if I would have, it would have just been to laugh at us in private, but I probably still
would have. I was going to say that exact same thing. Like if anything did get recorded from my end, it would have been just for the local moment, right, for that circle. Like I rarely post like things of other people. Like I might have a lot of recordings of other people and things that's happened, but I don't share that information. I come from that cloth of, hey, look, that's just for our circle. I'm gonna show the homies around us. Hey, check this out. Look what Jared did. Y'all see that? But I'm not gonna post that.
Yeah.
Few things. Right. It just depends on what it is, the level of detriment or whatever, or how hilarious it might be, or whether I feel like somebody else should know this information or not. Nah. But other than that, we dodging the camera.
So that brings us to a subject though. When do we get to this whole put people on blast culture that we're in now? Like, we're in this world where everybody want to put somebody on blast or expose somebody. You know what I mean? When do we get into the exposed culture?
What was that? Who was those NBA players? D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P or whatever.
Oh yeah, Swaggy P still mad at him, ain't he?
Like that whole thing was crazy. Like we recording our homeboys and what they doing and what they saying and putting them on blast. Like that's cool. And whose world is that acceptable? Right. So I have no idea when like when that code of ethic became a thing, but it is something that you do see. Like I'm not saying that women are lesser in any way, but that women would do that more so than what you would expect for a dude to do.
Traditionally, you would think that. You know what I'm saying? It seems like the tide is turning and the women are becoming a little more thorough than the guys now. But
the
guys be like, exposing them.
Like what kind of code are we living under? You know what I'm saying? And you ain't gotta agree with somebody's norm, but it ain't your business to go talk though. Like why are you discussing another man in another man's business? Or sharing what happens with another man in another man's business, especially if that business ain't got nothing to do with you and it's not affecting you at all in your bottom line or your livelihood or any aspect. So I don't know.
And it's today where that came from. And you consider yourself close to me. Like why would you what you own? You know what I'm saying? Like hey, and speaking of that, kind of goes into, briefly going into this thing. You know, Dave Chappelle came out and spoke on Cat Williams. Did you hear that?
I did hear about it, but I saw there was a video or something. But only thing with when I see stuff like that, I don't know if it's real or not. So I'm reluctant to click on it, or if it's AI, or if it's a clickbait or whatever. So I saw like in my YouTube feed or like something like that. I think it was YouTube. So I saw it. I'm like, I'll go back to it later. It was like one of those things I kind of put like a little put it like in a play later, watch later type of deal. And like, I'll pay attention to it later, but I don't know if
it was real. Yeah, it was real. Him and D-Ray was on stage talking about it. D-Ray, you know, was kind of like taking up for Cat, and Dave was kind of from the stance, you know, Cat my guy, but since when did putting everybody on blast like that, when did that become a good thing? You know, basically was Dave's stance. Dave was like, you know, you could have kept that to yourself or said it in private. You know what I mean? Like, everything ain't got to be said publicly.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be harming people in your industries, you know, way to make money. With some of the comments that you're saying.
I completely agree. You know?
Now, he said it was hilarious. He's like, I ain't gonna lie, it was hilarious, but I don't think that was the... he's like, I don't think that's part of the game. You know what I'm saying? Throwing your people under the bus like that. You know, us all as black entertainers, basically, what he was getting at.
And I... So, that's it. I completely agree.
That's where we at, though.
But as far as my thoughts on it, though, like you said, entertainment value, was it worth the laugh? Was it worth the attention for Cat? I would probably say yeah. But then, like, when we say what part of the game is that, it ain't no part of the game. That has never been, especially, and I hate to use black men. So I'm not going to say just black men, but just men in general. Or people in general, not even just men, but just conduct as people in general. You know, if it's not affecting you, now if it's affecting you and there's some kind of detriment to you, then sometimes you might have to do what you got to do and say, I need to speak out on something. Do what you got to do, but make sure that it's in the right avenue and it's in the right vein and the right thought process. But if you don't feel, or I would say maybe not on that grand level, personal conversation, a conversation between group members of people that you know, your peers, and have that conversation in-house.
Yeah.
But like you said, on blast, did he know that 50 million people were going to watch it? Probably not, but...
Yeah.
That's the risk you take, and that's why you know when, hey, look, this is a conversation that I probably should have directly or within my group circle.
Agreed. Come on, man. Let's do some middleweight reviews of these sticks.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me go ahead and go first. It's smooth out. Flavors have really shifted. And I've definitely got some pleasant flavors on top of that. I mean, after that, bitterness kind of dialed back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Those light-skinned tendencies kind of chilled out a little bit.
Light-skinned tendencies.
You know what I'm saying? It stopped acting light-skinned on me. And we got some good oak, some nice, smooth tobacco flavors. I'm getting to the rest of all the things I'm picking up a little bit later when I get to the final review, but I'm enjoying the stick now. All right. I'm good now.
Yeah. Hey, for me, this stick it's got some complexities to it, man. I will say that it does have, it's interesting you said oak, because I do have some oak notes myself on this. It's coming through pretty strong. A little bit of pepperiness to it, just a little bit of pepperiness to it, but that's subtle. It's got some nuttiness to it. And I would say, I don't know if it's cocoa or coffee, but somewhere in that realm, you know what I'm saying? And then there's a sweet undertone to it also that I'm picking up on. But I don't necessarily know that I love the sweet undertone. You know what I mean?
It's clashing.
Not that it's clashing, but it's not my preference.
Okay.
But it's all smooth. It's well constructed. Everything's smooth and blended well. I'll give them that. They blended it very well. So it's nothing that's jumping out or clashing, but it's a sweet note that I don't enjoy.
I'd have to give it to them because, like, if you're able to have all of those things, and so far that's the only gripe that kind of doesn't sit perfectly in it,
on my
palate. Then it comes down to an individual's palate too.
Yeah.
You know.
I believe that's an individual palate thing more so than my thing, because it's okay. Almost like a licorice type sweetness, and I'm gotta be careful with that, man. I'm not a big fan of licorice like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
who is? Who is?
Yeah. So, but we can keep pushing. That's what I got to say about Avo. All right.
Bet. Hey, so we talked about sports a little bit earlier, right? We talked about Jerry Rice. Try to get at my Lions a little bit.
Let's go 49ers.
I'm gonna let you live. Be prepared to change your avatar on a chat joint soon, okay?
Yeah, me and him got to change avatar, it to man.
Kansas City head or
Baltimore
or Baltimore.
Or the Ravens.
I need to see a Raven up there soon, because guess what? They next.
Hey, for those that don't know what he's talking about, so we got a chat going on, and my avatar has changed throughout the entire playoffs. You know what I mean? So it started out with who did y'all have in the first round?
What do we have? Chargers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's about a Charger.
Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. Started with the Rams. Then, you know, we went to the Bucks, and now my avatar is now a 49ers avatar, and I plan on holding on to that one. You know what I mean? So we're going to see. I think it's a wrap, personally.
You think it's a wrap here? All right, we'll see.
It's a wrap, man.
We'll see. We'll be coming back across that Golden Gate Bridge. You know what I mean?
We're
going to take a vacation down to La Jolla. We're going to San Diego after this game. We got a week. We're going to relax. And then we're going to fly out to Vegas. Because we're going to stay on the West Coast.
Y'all will not be in Las Vegas. Next month.
We're going to stay there in California for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be up and down the coast. We're chilling in L.A. We're going to be in San Diego. We might even go down to Tijuana, you know.
Y'all can stay there for as long as you need. Or, unless you... Matter of fact, if y'all going to Vegas. Y'all can go to Vegas. Y'all got a suite. Where y'all going to be watching the game from? On the field. I thought y'all had tickets to the game. I ain't know, man. Go ahead, though. Continue with what we got, the subject. I'm sorry.
but actually, answer this, though. So, as much as you rag on Detroit, which is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'll take it. We got some chips, though. Maybe not in football. And maybe this is our first shot. But basketball, we got chips. Hockey, we got chips. Baseball, we got chips.
How are those other sports going for y'all this season?
If you're talking about basketball, I'm not going to have that discussion today.
Okay.
If you're talking about the Pistons, we going to talk about them scrubs on the court.
This is having a rough season, boy.
I promise you, it's Photoshop.
It's Photoshop.
You can't be you cannot be that bad wearing an NBA jersey on a real NBA court. How?
Man. You know what?
You can't.
Let me say this.
Bad.
In fairness to the city of Detroit, I am so happy y'all having the football season y'all happening, because if y'all had to deal with that in both leagues, it'd be some rough stuff going on. The crime rate through the roof. You know what I mean?
The crime rate going back up.
Back up, man. Back through the roof. So, for the sanity of all Michigan people, I'm very happy that y'all are having a successful year
Wolverines,
in the NFL.
Lions. Got it. Don't forget college, them boys in Ann Arbor.
Are they doing good this year?
Wolverines won the championship. College football championship.
Are you talking football? I'm talking about basketball.
I don't know how they're doing in basketball. I haven't put my focus on college basketball just yet. But So, you know, saying Wolverines won the college championship. So, you know, it's a parade inside my city. It's a parade inside my city. But you know where there's not a parade at?
That's Ann Arbor, man. That's Ann Arbor. It ain't your city.
It's close enough.
Go ahead, though, man. You want to take credit? You could have said the state if that was the case. I mean, I took it to the state first. So I opened that door for you to walk through. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, but state, Detroit, everybody know Detroit. I mean, I'm not saying Detroit is the state of Michigan. I'm not saying that.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. But if it's going to go down and they're going to celebrate anywhere, they're going to celebrate in Detroit. Right? And then everybody else going to celebrate after that. Flint going to get it, Grand Rap, all of that. It's going to happen later. But I tell you one thing, where there's not a parade at.
Where?
Ain't no parades in Atlanta.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So you got a lot of big market cities.
Yeah.
Who can't seem to bring a chip to their city. Football got close. Got a little too happy.
Yeah.
And then we see where that went.
Down Hawks. Quickly.
When was the last time Hawks even sniffed a chip? And we talking about this in Atlanta.
The playoffs. They ain't sniffed the second round in a while. Shoot, let alone.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. The Hawks, they had a nice little run maybe, what, 5 years ago? They was getting up there. They was actually rumbling and rolling, but then all of a sudden they came to a screeching halt.
For a little while, yeah.
And then before then, the last time they was even in any near relevancy was Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
Anywhere near relevancy. But it's a big market. I know you got some talent, some people who want to go down to Atlanta. But they can't seem to lock it in and win. Like, it's Atlanta. Houston. Last time Houston got a chip for anything was 94, 95?
Yeah.
Texas ain't won nothing. Yeah. When did the Oilers win anything? And Houston's a big market city. Big market city. Huge market.
Yeah.
Knicks. Huge market city. Huge, probably the biggest market city you can get. Can't bring a chip.
Well, NFL
Giants, but they don't even play in New York. They play in New Jersey.
Hey man, I tried to help him, man. Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, we'll say Yankees, but we're not even going to include baseball.
Baseball don't get no shine in this ride. You're right.
And you got two basketball teams in New York. I mean, Brooklyn, then right in the city.
Yeah,
with the Knicks, you got the Giants and the Jets. So all those teams. So matter of fact, I'm glad you said Yankees. Let's bring baseball back into it. Yeah. So you got two football teams, two basketball teams.
Yeah,
two baseball teams. And how many chips between all those teams, and we can bring hockey into it too, how many chips between all of those teams, all of the games played in all of the years? So every year and every game that's been played in the city of New York, you got to multiply it by two across the board for sports. And how many chips,
man,
have you produced out of that? So you got two opportunities every year for every sport except for hockey to bring home a chip.
That's so true, man. True.
Go Yankees, go Giants, but what else?
I mean, the Giants or the Yankees ain't. It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? Eli played a long time ago at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
begs the question: is it distraction? Dolphins. I mean, it took LeBron. Well, okay, I'll say wait. It took Shaq and Wade to bring a chip to the Heat. Then it took LeBron and Wade to bring another chip to the Heat. It took some juggernauts to come to Miami. And win. And even though Miami's not really that big of a market, honestly, it's not that big.
In size-wise, it's not, but
attraction-wise, it is.
And we have to base it off attraction because that's what players are going to base it off of that. You know what I'm saying? Which market can I make some money? Which market, if I can't make money in the market, can I at least have my family live a good life in it? You know what I mean? It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
So it's not like Miami in that.
It's not like playing for the Pacers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Colts.
I mean,
even though Indianapolis is a nice city. Sorry, anybody who lives in Indy. Okay, Cleveland. Okay. It's not Cleveland.
Yeah, you're right about that. It ain't Cleveland. But I mean, you look at a market like even Boston. You know what I'm saying? Boston is a bigger market than Miami, but I'd rather, where would you rather be at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give me Miami. But you know what I think it might be? It could be this, and I don't know if this is your angle, but when you said Boston, it kind of just clicked. Maybe it's too much distraction in those cities. I think I heard it was KG he was talking about, Kevin Garnett, And it was like, what cities do you go to that you know you can go chill and do whatever, whatever? You know, you can take the day off or that you might get distracted in. And ain't no distractions in Boston like that. Not that I know of. I'm not aware of any distractions in Boston. But I'm, South Beach, there's definitely some distractions there.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta got some distractions. Love the city of Detroit, but Detroit, ain't no distractions. You better keep tunnel vision in Detroit.
Yeah.
Them Pistons should be on top. They should be up here every single year.
Yeah. But you know, okay, so I'm not going to say it's the distractions because you got to actually get some players in the market. And in order to, for the distractions to come into play. Why are these cities not attracting big players?
True.
Why are you not attracting these top franchise players to your market? You know what I mean? True. Like, that's the part where it gets complicated for me. It's like, okay, baseball is the only sport in Atlanta that we've had any true success in. You know what I mean? Like, and with that being said, that ain't the bruh sport. You know what I mean? The bruhs play football and basketball.
Basketball.
Why are we not bringing in more top-notch players? You know what I'm saying? Like, in those sports. Why are the black athletes not just flocking to Atlanta? You know what I mean?
Especially when Atlanta, there was a big migration to Atlanta over the last 20 to 30 years.
We didn't have nobody in those 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was, no big players from 2000 to 2010 when you know, Atlanta was jumping. We had Joe Johnson. Shout out to Joe, but, you know, he wasn't.
That's all y'all had.
Yeah, that's all we had. Why didn't Joe have some help? Why was Joe not the second option in reality? You know what I'm saying? Like,
or third option, honestly.
Yeah. Joe Johnson was kind of like a, my man down in Miami now. What's his name?
Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler. He was like a butler. Like, you know how Butler kind of built it from the mud and became like a star? That's what Joe Johnson was. Like, he wasn't like just the guy everybody wanted. He was like a second option. And then
if he had a superstar around him, he probably wouldn't be the Joe Johnson that we know because he had to, or like Jimmy Butler. If Jimmy Butler ever played year after year after year with a big name superstar, a big ticket name, the way we look at him, probably would have been a little bit more down here because of that big ticket name is going to get all the focus. So, you're right. Atlanta cannot get a big market player in a big market city.
Why? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand
why. And Houston can't keep him.
Houston can't keep him. You know what I'm saying? But maybe a lot of that gets into the whole business aspect of it where the contracts in these particular markets don't allow for them to have but so much of a budget. You know what I mean? And I'm guessing that's got to be the issue. It's got to come down to the financial side of it because the market itself should be attractive. But with that being said, why was Miami able to figure it out to be able to create the big three? Because that was invented in Miami as far as I'm concerned. I'll stand on that mountain. Everybody will say, oh, ball, it was big Boston threes before. But those guys didn't look like, you're saying, not in their prime.
Not constructed the way
they got together
through deals and making things happen and shaking and whatnot.
While in their prime, Miami was able to pull it off. So why, you know what I'm saying? Why are other markets not able to do it?
Why not Atlanta? Atlanta, I mean, like, how many superstars in the entertainment industry go live
home in Atlanta?
They got a home in Atlanta. Out of anywhere in the world. They got a home in Atlanta. Most of your big name entertainers have a home in Atlanta. But y'all can't lock down nothing.
Why was once upon a time Sacramento able to have a better lineup than Atlanta's ever had?
Ever. Even during Dominique Wilkins' time. Ever.
Yes. Ever. I don't understand it. Why has Denver got better lineups than Atlanta's ever had?
Denver's had Carmelo. Denver's gotten an AI. Denver's gotten Chauncey Billups. Denver's had Mutombo played for Denver and no.
Yeah, he played for both of them, man. But Mutombo, you know. He one of them greats to kind of.
He wasn't a superstar. He was an all-star, but not a superstar. But I just had to get y'all on something real quick. But anyway.
I don't get it. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Why is Kansas City have a better team than Atlanta was ever able to put together for the Falcons? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Atlanta, the Falcons have had some good players along the way, but the Falcons have done a poor job.
The Falcons have had good players. They had a handful of superstars.
Yeah.
One in a Michael Vick, one in a Deion Sanders.
Right.
But outside of those names, how many more can you name? They've had some really good players. You know, hit that dirty bird and whatnot. But as far as like consistently throughout all the years, in a city that's hosted the Olympics.
Right.
You know? In a city that's hosted the Olympics. Olympics only happens 4 years. I mean, every 4 years.
Worldwide.
And Atlanta.
When America got the ball, they sent it to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man.
So, as much as you rag on my Detroit teams, I was.
Is that
like
why we set this up right now?
What? No. What?
We said we did this whole topic just so you can set this. Okay, I see what we're going
to do. No. I'm actually trying to show love to the city of Atlanta because I love the city of Atlanta. Okay. I'm saying as much as you rag on.
Because you be in Atlanta now. You got to come back before you get this off. Go ahead. I'm not going to be in Detroit, but you got to
come back to Atlanta. I got to come back to Atlanta eventually.
Yeah.
Now I got to go check in. I heard what you said.
You got to check in now.
Now, I love the city of Atlanta. Love to spend a lot of time in Atlanta. You know, I lived an hour and some change up the road for several years. So Atlanta was my playground, my backyard, in a sense. So, but I'm just saying, I would like to see Atlanta do more because, for one, it means so much to the culture. The city of Atlanta does. You know, it means a lot to culture. Like, whether it's TV and film and sports and music, it means a lot to the culture. So I see Atlanta coming to a prominent space in sports as being very beneficial, you know, coming to prominence. It's important. You know, you might not feel that way about Detroit, even though Detroit meant a lot to the culture.
Detroit did.
So it's important to see cities like that actually do something that people can hang their hat on and have pride in. You know, and I would like to see Atlanta become one of those cities to do so. I think it's important. I really think it's important.
Is Atlanta the biggest sports market with the most underwhelming success out of all the big markets? Is it number one?
Is there anybody else we can name? If you want to say just basketball and football and exclude baseball, I would have to say yes. Because what has it delivered between those two sports? Houston's delivered a championship within the last 30 years. Miami's done it. Chicago's done it. Detroit has done it. Yeah. Baltimore's done it.
Yeah.
Atlanta hasn't.
The Bay has done it. LA's done it. Yeah. When you think about all the big cities,
that you want to put in that class, and Atlanta's in that class, they've never done it.
New Orleans
has done it.
Yeah. You just go through the big cities. They're the only one that ain't got a piece.
Yeah. Got close. Got as close as you can get.
What about Charlotte? Charlotte ain't one of them cities, though.
Charlotte's not one of those cities yet. It has the potential to be one of those cities, but Charlotte's not one of those cities. And I love the city of Charlotte from North Carolina. Love Charlotte. But Charlotte's not one of those cities.
I got one. Philadelphia. Come join us, Philadelphia.
No, Philly's got football. What do you mean? They've won the Super Bowl.
When did Eagles win?
2019.
Damn, like Philly. I'm sorry, man.
I remember being in Georgia when Philly won.
Okay, my bad, Philly fans. You know, I don't be thinking about the Eagles no more, man, to be honest with you, man. It seemed like, you know.
17. No, I feel like. All right, no, so, wait. No. 18. When is it winning the championship? Yeah, 2018.
It got to be somebody else. All right, forget it, man. If I come up with it, I come up with it, man. Let's get into the reviews, man. Daggone Atlanta, man. Do better, man. Y'all by yourself, man. I thought I had one with Philly, man.
Somebody got to sit with me. Nah, Philly finally got one. It took them years, but Philly finally got one. Yeah, Cleveland, man, got one before y'all, man.
I know, and they suck as a city.
At everything, yeah. At everything. Shout out to Mark Price and Craig.
Cleveland falls in that Charlotte market. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As far as the city go, man. But, you know, yeah, even they got theirs, man.
No, listen, Charlotte. I'm not going to put Cleveland below Charlotte. No, I'm not going to do that.
See?
I'm not going to do that.
All right, man, let's review these sticks, man. I'll keep my key. This is going to nag me. I'm going to have to pull up a map after the show.
Go through the map and just start marking people out.
Just keep marking cities off and stuff, man. Somebody else got to have a worse market than us, man.
Them too. All right, so I want to hear about yours last, because you got an interesting one that I'm very curious about. And I'm not going to act like my cigar has been all that interesting. The only interesting part is the fact that it ended better than it started. That's the most interesting part about this punch. It did live up to what I expect from punch, because I do expect a lot out of punch. I really do. Right. It's one of those names that when I see it, I respect. I say, okay. That's a potential grab, not a must grab. They're not a must grab brand, but they're a potential grab. I see them. I might grab them. Might not. So it did finish better than where it started so far, and I'm well into the second third, almost about to hit that final third. So it smoked pretty quick, which is fine by me. We still got a good 40-50 minutes of smoke out of it. It started off really bitter. And it's kind of more that lighter leaf type of feel that we don't like, or that taste that we don't like. I know we've talked about before. And that's where it hit me. And that was the first impression. They always say first impression is a lasting impression. But not so much for this cigar, because it did improve. So we had some really strong tobacco flavors kind of kick in towards the middle of that first third, underlying with some oak, some cedar. That came in nice and light, made the cigar a little bit more fun and more enjoyable to embrace. Kind of got a little bit of some light, like acorn nuttiness type of feel. Like, if you ever smell like acorns, you ever kind of have that idea of what acorn smells like, kind of think about how that might sit on your palate as you smell it and kind of get like a little taste off of it. That's where it's kind of leaving me at right now. So pretty decent. Aromas, mid-grade, not the best, but not the worst. So all those factors included, encompassing, I'm going to say the cigar is not a must grab. But is a cigar that I might smoke in the future? I would say yeah. Just have to get past that initial light. Once I get past that initial light, I'm good. I'm green. I'm good to go. But overall rating, this is where it gets tricky, and it's where it might get ugly for punch. I'm gonna put it right at a 3.0, which says I will smoke it again. But it's not going to be an immediate grab. It's just too many obstacles to get over to get to that enjoyable part, to put it in the mid to higher 3. But a low 3 to say, hey, you can stomach this cigar. And I have to say that because I gave it such a bad impression in the very beginning. So I got to do a little bit of justice and say 3.0. It is a cigar that you can that you can tolerate and you can enjoy. You can get to the enjoyable parts of it eventually. Just got to see it through.
Okay. 3. Nice average stick right in the middle. You know what I mean? And for me, I have the Avo Synchro South American Ritmo. What I smoked today, this particular cigar, it started with some creaminess. It had some oak notes that I picked up on. had some coffee notes that I picked up on, had some sweetness, good aroma that came off of it. I would say that I picked up on some nuttiness and some woodiness on this, and also a subtle sweetness undertone that I picked up within the stick also. I did enjoy the stick. I would say it had good construction, had a good draw. It's only just going out just now that I've had it down for a while. And it, of course, had that box press that I enjoy. So that was also part of what made this an enjoyable stick for me. I personally, I'm going to give this stick from 1 to 5. I'm going to rate it right at a 3.8. So it's going to miss the coveted 4th spot, but it's still a great stick.
Still solid.
And I would suggest anybody smoke it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Avo. I'm going to say Avo. I think it's Avo. You said he's from where?
Armenian.
It's definitely Avo.
Armenian American.
I can say it's
Avo. Avo. Anyway, y'all, that's episode 80. This is the Jerry Rice episode. Go 49ers. We'll get with y'all next week. We out.
Victory cigar.
Yeah. Hey, my stick beat you.